please do not say, I'm not going to show up on the 4th because you're afraid I'm going to bring you up here and either wash your feet or you're going to wash somebody else's feet. Now, I say that tongue in cheek because you know me. I will pick you. I don't know what I'm going to do. But I encourage you in the foot washing. We're already making negotiations back here. I can see that now. Okay. Yeah, flip a coin. What are you going to do, Jason? Okay. Family counseling is on Tuesday. So we're going to do foot washing on the 4th. I don't know if we'll do it in here. We may do it in the fellowship hall because it's a little more open space. It's easier to do more. It's much closer intimacy, that kind of stuff. But it's something that's important. Now, I've been wanting to do this since I started here July 1st. I've been feeling the need to do it. But the Lord has been telling me, no, not yet. Hold your horses, not yet. Now? No, not yet. So it's been this constant dialogue for 7 months. So finally, this last week, the Lord goes, okay, you can do it. So that's why I say March 4th. We're going to have another video to show you that day that gives a little more in-depth as far as the scriptural background for washing of feet, the servanthood, the sacrifice that takes place. And then we're going to do it. Now, obviously, I'm going to be leading off. I'm your pastor. I'm going to be the first one to do it. I am not going to pick on my family. It's okay. She's breathing now. Yeah. But I am going to encourage you, for some of the rest of you, to do it. It's not a bad thing. It's a really cool thing to go through the foot washing ceremony. So I encourage you to say, yeah, I'll do it. One, for me, to let me do it for you, but at the same time for you to turn around and do it to somebody else here within our body. Okay? So I plant the seed now so that you are not caught unaware and say, Dave, you didn't tell me. It's recorded back there. You can hear it. It's all recorded. All right? So we're going to do the foot washing on the 4th. What day are we going to do it? On the 4th. Thank you. Okay, it's still not the end of the sermon, you guys. Okay, so let's go back. Chris, if you'll bring Deuteronomy back up for me, please. And then after that, we're going to do Romans. Okay. So that you know me, I'm not going to go into this deep theological background on different books. Not yet, anyway. Different books and all the theories and the doctrine and here's where the church stands on it and that sort of thing. What I'm about is in your Christian walk is the how-to part. How to do it. How are you going to sacrifice yourself without literally sacrificing yourself? How do you do servanthood in the church? Well, let's dissect Deuteronomy because this is a great way of setting it up. The first thing is, it says, walk in his ways. So, see, Raquel, you've got the mic. Is it on? It should say 4 on it. Okay.
Yes, it's on.
It's on. Good deal. So, some examples. Again, congregation gets to participate today. What are some ways that we can walk in the Lord? You have the mic first, so you can start. Go to church.
Oh. I would say attend church service.
Attend church. Great. All right.
There we go.
Jill, give me another way. How would you walk in the Lord?
Role modeling.
Role modeling, okay, being like him. Because he says, be like me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Janice? Don't worry, it's coming. It's coming back to Ev here.
Keep a cheery song in your heart.
Wow, that's asking a lot. But that's true. Ev.
be less critical of others.
Especially on the freeway. Yes. Amen. Jenny?
Show kindness in very small ways.
Show kindness. Kathy?
Fellowship with your friends.
Fellowship with your friends, fellow Christians, members of the church, even if you don't like them. Yeah. Keith?
Community outreach, volunteering.
Volunteering, community outreach, just pass it on down.
Help those in need.
T?
Give of your time to others.
Give your time to others. Okay. Steve, I'm not going to let you be untouched back here. He's shaking his head. No, too late. I saw you.
Actually, praying.
Praying is a great one. Amanda, I will leave alone. But Lisa.
Reading the Word.
Reading the Word?
Yeah.
Wash people's feet.
You're trying to make points, aren't you?
Just taking time to thank him each and every
take
moment.
Take your time
you
to thank him.
Yeah, all day long.
Yeah.
It just seems like he listens.
Yeah, I'm just as happy to be waking up in the morning to say thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as I am to be going to bed at night going, I survived the day. I'm ready for the next day. Jill.
Well, I'm going to say feeding the hungry at the soup kitchen, like Jesus fed the 5,000. We had a fellow there the other night that came, I guess he was so hungry, he came back for 3 plates. And it was just a blessing to me to see that, I mean, you'd have to been there to understand it, but it was just really a heart-touching thing for me.
That's really cool. That's cool. All right, Alma.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
That's what he was going to say.
That's what he was going to say. Okay.
I was just going to say volunteering.
Volunteering?
Bible study.
Bible study?
Digging into his word.
To the word?
Accepting all people where they are.
Accepting the people. Kelsey, you don't want to do it? Okay. I'm so proud of you guys. Not one of you mentioned tithing. Yeah. Okay. Some folks are going, no, I feel guilty. No, you don't. Oh. Okay, so hang on to this. Okay, so that's just some of the things of walking in his ways. Now, love and revere. I think that's up there. It says revere the Lord. What does revere the Lord mean? Janice, I'm glad you asked. What? What does revere the Lord mean?
See his love for you and give your that love to others.
Okay. What else? What else?
Mine. Forgiveness.
Forgiveness. It also means worship the Lord. A lot of times in both the Old Testament and the New Testament, you'll see the word fear the Lord. What it really means is revere the Lord, worship the Lord, walk before him, that sort of thing. Hang on to that, Ev. You're in the right spot there. Okay, here we go. This is the hard part.
To serve the Lord with your whole
heart, mind, and soul. Oh, my God. What does that mean? Serve the Lord with your whole heart, soul, and mind. What does that mean?
That means accept what he, when you're praying, and you get an answer that you don't like, you have to accept it, that there's something else coming. Right? I don't know.
You, didn't they ever teach you in school you don't answer a question with a question?
No. I guess along to Jill's point is not questioning the Lord.
Yes. So, yes, right. No, you're right. Not a question. But when you pray and you hear the no word, do you immediately go, I didn't hear that right. What was that? Probably. But he can say yes, he can say no, and he can also say maybe or not now.
Not yet, yeah.
Not yet. It's not yet time. Hold your horses, young Jedi. Whoa, wait. You know, if you go to Psalms 32, pull out the Bible. Go to Psalms 32. This is one of my favorite Psalms. And you'll go, yeah, Dave, this one fits you perfectly. Psalms 32. Someone's going to need the... Who's got glasses on that they can read and I don't want to embarrass them? Okay. So Psalms 32, and it's going to be somewhere around, I want to say verse 8 or verse 9. It says, start with the bit and the bridle.
The bit and the bridle?
Yes, I will instruct you and teach you.
Okay. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you and watch over you. Keep going.
Keep going.
Do not be like the horse or the mule, which have no understanding, but must be controlled by bit and bridle, or they will not come to you. Many are the woes of the wicked, but the Lord's unfailing love surrounds the man who trusts in him. Rejoice in the Lord and be glad, you righteous. Sing, all you who are upright in heart.
So I have shared this with you before, but I have had this for over 20 years. It's almost a running joke between God and myself. Yes, he has a sense of humor. And he told me 20 years ago, I was going, I want to do this, this, and this. And he says, let's read Proverbs. Let's read Psalms 32. So he gets down, I get down to that section, because the first part is asking all about, you know, blessed are those that have, you know, have forgiveness and all these other things. And all of a sudden, I see the section in there about the bit and the bridle. And right away, I go, oh, no. Are you talking to me about this one, Lord? And there was no doubt in my mind that God was saying, Dave, that's for you. So for the last 20 years, I've had the bit and the bridle that I've had to deal with. And it's very real to me. But the Lord says, okay, I'm going to let the reins go. Now, I'm not a horse person. I don't like horses. They're great to look at in a picture. But I'm not a horse person. I don't like to ride them. I don't want to fall off of them, all those other things. But I definitely got the picture of what the bridle's all about and letting the reins fall and then go with it. And that's what the Lord's allowed me to do. The reins are still there. The bit and the bridle's still there. But God has given me the chance to say, I want to go this way, Lord. But that's not without a lot of prayer. That isn't without a lot of agony going, is this the right direction for me to go? How many of you have had dogs? I know you two do. Okay. When the dog starts to walk ahead of you, do they occasionally kind of stop and turn their head to see if you're still behind them? Oh, yeah. Especially those with a shock collar. Oh, yeah. Okay, but, okay, that's a Wells Sauer story that we're just not going to worry about it right now, okay? But the point is that as I'm walking along in the Lord, I'm stopping to look behind me and go, is the Spirit there? Am I following what the Spirit wants me to do? Am I on the path? The same thing for you. Serve the Lord with your whole heart, mind, and soul. Are you listening to what the Holy Spirit is asking you to do? Has the Holy Spirit said no to you this week in prayer? It's okay to say it. Has the Lord said to you, maybe? Has the Lord said to you, yes? You want to hear those things. Let's go down to the next part. I think it says, keep the Lord's commandments. Now, when you say the Lord's commandments, where's the mic at? Verlaine, what's the very first thing when you hear the Lord's commandments? What's the first thing you think of?
Obey.
Wrong answer, but okay, that'll work.
That's the first one that came
okay.
to my head.
But typically when you say the Lord's commandments, what's most everybody say?
Thou shalt not
Yeah, thou shalt not. It's the Ten Commandments. You had part of it.
I wrapped it all into one.
Nice recovery. Okay, but you wrap it all into one. It's the Ten Commandments. But I hesitate to tell you this, but just in case you didn't know, there's more than just the Ten Commandments, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, very good. We're on a roll. You guys are listening today. What's another major command that came from Jesus that was a commandment?
Love the Lord your God. Love with all your heart.
Right. Love one another. Love your brother as you love yourself. What's another one? What's another commandment that the Lord asks us to follow?
Love the Lord with all
the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. There's another one. It's called honor authority. Damn, right now, that's a tough thing in this country is honoring authority. Yeah. But in the New Testament, it is said for us to honor the authority over us because they are there for our good. In spite of what you might think, I am not here to be a political statement today. I'm giving you the spiritual side of it. Yes, Sue's having a heart attack over here. Yeah. No tomatoes. I don't have a bathing suit on today, okay? But we need to honor the authority, whether it's at the local, state, national level, that kind of stuff, because they're there for our good. In spite of what we might think about certain leadership in the United States of America, the Lord has them there. And what is our responsibility for these folks that are in authority? To pray for them. To seek God's will on their behalf. You want to? Good for you. I'm not going there. I am not talking politics today. Some things are best discussed over a beer, pizza, and a bourbon. Okay. Not necessarily in that order. All right. Another area of keeping his commandments is tithing. Because it shows lordship. It shows stewardship. That's something that we spent the last couple months here doing. Right, Steve? Right, Jason? Talking about tithing, budgeting. We as a church are a corporation. A little tiny corporation, but we're still a corporation. We still have bills. We still have things that we have to pay for. So it's important that we do that. What else? Besides the things that I've already talked about, we've talked about Ten Commandments, love one another, honor those in authority, the tithing. What other kinds of examples are there of
those
commandments? The what?
Go spread the word,
and that comes from where?
And of all nations. All nations, it's at the end of Matthew.
It's the end of Matthew. And what is it called?
The Great Commission.
All right, you guys are on track. I'm proud of you. So, you go, Dave, what's the point of all this? Okay, Chris, let's go to Romans. So, brothers and sisters, let's read all this. Let's read this together. So, brothers and sisters, because of God's mercies, I encourage you to present your bodies as living sacrifice, that in holy and pleasing to God, this is your appropriate priestly duty. All right, think back to next week, those of you that remembered last week's service. What did we do last week? Number one, where did we hold church last week?
In the fellowship hall.
That gives us a little more intimacy. Everybody gets to look at each other instead of looking at the back of heads, that sort of thing. But what did I ask you to do? Where's the mic at? Where's the mic? Okay, let's give it to Wayne. What? Or give it to Ev if you want to. Ev will take it. Oh, yep. Go ahead. Wayne's handing it to you, Ev. Okay. I love you guys. I love you guys. So what did we do last week at church when we were in the fellowship hall?
We ate.
Okay, let's go a little deeper than that. What else did we do?
I paid in rocks.
We painted rocks, but what was the point of painting the rocks? What was the point of painting the rock? The what? What you're thankful for, but it was also a way of creating memories. That's what my sermon was on last week, was memories. So we did the rocks. And then we did communion. What did I have you do as a group when we did communion? What was the first thing I had you do?
Write down the things that you were thankful for. And
we did that. We wrote them down. But then when we got to the communion time, I had a plate of bread and a chalice of wine on each table.
Serve each other. Be served.
No.
Janice, go ahead. I want you to take control of the mic there.
We served each other.
You served each other. I had you act as the priesthood, the believers, the priesthood of Christianity. The priesthood of all believers is what I'm trying to say. And that's part of serving one another, is you served each other bread. We did the talk through it together. And then, what did we do with the chalices? What did we do with the chalices?
We offered them to the next person.
So everybody had bread, and then you, what did you say? You said, this blood is shed for you. Right, Jesus' blood shed for you. So you served each other. That's what this is about up here. Priestly service. Doing something that is pleasing and holy and appropriate before the Lord. Puts a smile on his face. But you know what else it does? Puts a smile in your heart. Because is this church for the whole, or is this church for the brokenhearted? Brokenhearted. That's what church is all about. There isn't a one of us that is all together. If it was, you wouldn't be here. You'd be up in heaven right now. We think. Okay. So, end result. You express your love for God by becoming a living sacrifice. That does not mean throw yourself in a volcano. No, no, no. That means you set your life apart. You're going to walk in the ways of the Lord. We've talked about some of the commandments that God wants. You step out in faith and say, Lord, what is it you want me to do? That's what you're looking to do. You have priestly duties. Every one of us has priestly duties. Pray for one another. Care for one another. Be there for each other. If somebody needs to talk, be that ear. It's important that we serve one another. And that's why it's so important to me for the next 3 weeks that we talk about servanthood and we talk about priesthood, that sort of thing. If you remember, when I first started here, seems like years ago now, but when I first started here, remember, we did a ceremony. Janelle and I did a ceremony up here, and it came out of the Book of Worship, and it was receiving the new pastor into the church. And we had water, and we had a globe, and we had all kinds of symbology. But the very last thing in the Book of Worship in that ceremony was the putting on of the stole. What does the stole represent for the pastor to wear? He or she, does not matter. What is the purpose of the stole? What does it represent? Commitment. Thank you. That's part of it. But there's a saying that I had to say, and it said, I put on the yoke of Jesus Christ, and I willingly take it on. This is my yoke. This is part of the symbolism the church has for any pastor. Now, we're not talking collars. We're not talking anything else. But this is all part of who I am before you and who I am in the community. Okay? So this is part one of many. No, it's not that bad. Next week, we'll talk about Jesus' servanthood. But I wanted to get each of you put that awareness into you of sacrifice. Some of you have been sacrificing for years. Some of you have been servants for years. Some of you, it's a brand new concept. So let's say, I want to take on being a servant. I want to take on being a servant. I want to do what's right in the Lord. Okay? Let's close our eyes. Lord, thank you so much that you're teaching us about being servants. You're teaching us how to be part of the priesthood of believers. We are grateful for everything that you do for us, Lord, as always. But Father, there's so much in our heart to change, to heal, and to grow in. Lord God, we thank you for your Spirit being present among us this day and being inside of us and pouring out of us. Help us to minister to one another and to those in the community. There are so many people out there that are hurt and need healing. They need your healing, Lord. Bring us to them so that we can do that. Bring them to this church, Lord, so that we can minister to them. And we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And all God's people said,
amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, Dave.